This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. ADC, often known as the dance company that Joseph Gonzalez initiated with graduates from Azuara, our National Performing Arts Academy, is staging a new full-length dance work this weekend. The dance is titled The Project Between Self and Others. But this time, without Joseph hand-holding it to birth. He is now a professor at the Hong Kong Academy for Performing Arts. And I'm with the choreographer Naimsha Razad and a dancer, Yi Su Ki. Joseph has gone to Hong Kong a year?
For about two years.
How has that changed how you guys run Azuara Dance Company? Naim.
Us Dance Company. Basically, we are doing same thing like 2 years ago with Joseph with us, but we upgrade more because with Joseph around, he always told us to do this kind of stuff and doing this stuff and that stuff. But without Joseph there, I think we are more independent. We challenge ourselves. All of us, 10 of us, become a leader. So we are in one group. We decide what we want to do. We just do.
Just something to add on. So what he meant by doing something new that we wouldn't have done when Joseph wasn't around. Not in a bad way, though. I think it's because it's very different when someone is there and actively guiding and directing you what to do. And now we are here and he's there. And of course, he's still very much a voice. And of course, you know, his vision and everything is still very much with us. But we are here and we see the situation that we are in. So then, now Imran Shafiq is our managing director, and he is technically, he is our leader, but I don't know, I think the whole team, all the 10 dancers, all the decision-making is very inclusive, you know, it's never Imran saying, okay, you go do this, but it is always bringing up a suggestion or having meetings and discussing and deciding together as a group what is best for the company. So that definitely is a very different space and then a very different feeling. So like what Naim was saying, definitely becoming more independent, becoming more in charge of decision-making and having an active voice in what ADC is doing and the kind of projects or the kind of things we want to convey. Or, for example, this project that we're doing now.
Who decides on the projects you guys take up?
Past 2 years, ADC, we haven't do like big production, and everyone keep talking, when are you going to do a big production? When are you going to do a full length production?
Because Joseph wasn't around.
Yeah.
No big productions.
And then we are like, okay, this year we plan that we have to do a production because everyone keep asking when our production. So this year, me and Fauzi and Joseph, we discuss and decided this coming production this year because it is the right time and the right moment, because we want to show without Joseph around, we still can create something based on we are the younger one.
Generation.
We can do without the big head up there. So we are here to do this production.
What you're telling me is this, he looms so large in the organization because he was very much involved in getting this company off the ground. So much so that when we think of Azuara Dance Company, we often think of Joseph's dance company.
Right. That's definitely true. And even until now, you know, and that is also because Joseph is such a prominent figure in Azuara, in ADC, and in the dance scene in general.
So for everyone, information, we are no longer Azuara Dance Company. Oh. We are AASK Dance Company. We are a separate entity from Azuara faculty. Yeah.
So the A stands for ASK rather than Azuara.
Yes. And also, sometimes you say ASK, but what we mean is us. And the idea is that as dancers and as artists and as humans, as people, we are asking and questioning about a lot of things. So So yes, not Azora Dance Company anymore.
When did this name change happen?
Two years ago.
A lot of things have happened. 2 years ago, he left. Also, you recently acquired a studio. Before, I assume you were all dancing using the facilities at Azora.
Yes, I think definitely because, like we said, we are now no longer officially affiliated with Azora. So then it became important to create our own space because now, you know, even now we have difficulty, you know, we have to constantly sort of clarify to everyone, no, we are not under Azora. And of course, there was also the problem of looking for rehearsal space because when we were in Azora, we always had to prioritize the students' classes, which is completely understandable. But basically, we just needed independence and we needed to find our own space and do our own thing without, you know, having to accommodate others. And I think also definitely from Joseph's idea was actually he started talking about acquiring a studio about maybe 1-2 years ago. And it was in this discussion for a very long time. And also because we are funded by Saim Dhabi, but they have been slowly cutting our budgets in order for us to become independent, which is also a good point because then it is a question of how do artists survive in Malaysia. So then Joseph was talking about self-sustainability of the company, and that is when we started talking about having a studio. But the discussion of just acquiring a studio and looking for a space and getting renovations started and everything, and also because we are quite broke. So it took a long time.
All performing artists are
broke. Yes. Yeah, so it took a long while to get the studio sort of up and running. Yeah, it was launched in July and we are all...
Where is it?
This is Ampang.
And I assume besides being a studio for you to rehearse in, it's also a space for you to teach. And teaching becomes a way of earning the necessary revenue to keep yourselves going.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. I think one of it is to, yes, definitely to generate income. And you know, now that we have the space, you know, it's a waste to not utilize it fully. Another thing is about initiating dance education and more accessible dance education, because especially for things like traditional dances, it is harder to find classes outside. So for example, in Azora or in other tertiary education institutions, It is easy to get these dance classes, but then out of that, you know, the dance studios usually they teach like ballet, contemporary,
hip-hop,
jazz,
hip-hop,
exactly.
Hip-hop,
yeah. But like nobody teaches traditional, and we realized that when we were teaching the community outreach workshops like Forging Traditions that ADC has been doing since 2011 when it first started, we have realized this lack in education, in dance education, you know, for our traditional dancers. Having this studio also provides us another outlet or another way to fill this gap in dance education.
So I will give you a chance to plug. So when do you teach these traditional dances? Is this available on a daily basis?
Yes. So basically, we are running every day. Weekend, weekdays is every day. For example, I'm teaching, you know, don't laugh. Because I'm teaching a Bollywood dance.
And contemporary.
So, yeah.
You guys went to a festival in China?
In Chinese, it's Hebi City. So it's located in Henan. And it was part of the larger event or the larger program, I would say, is actually the One Belt, One Road Festival.
Did you perform traditional dances or did you perform contemporary dances?
We perform Bharatanatyam, Malay folk, Zapin, and contemporary piece. So we do all three in about 1 hour?
Yeah.
1 hour show, non-stop.
No Chinese, because you've already gone to China, no need to do any Chinese dancing.
Because I think they are better than us. No, we are better.
Let's talk about this project that you are presenting at DPAC. It's called the I Project Between Self and Others. I'm talking with two from ADC, the Ask Dance Company. Naimsia Rasad, choreographer, and Yi Su Ki, dancer. We've been talking about the workings of the company in the absence of the founder, Joseph Gonzalez, who used to be the head of the dance department at Aswara. Joseph, however, remains the artistic director of the company and using modern technologies keeps in touch with the dancers who now take a bigger role in keeping the company alive and creative. Coming up, we'll hear from Naim and Suki what the I Project between self and others is all about. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon, you're tuned to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. In the studio with me are Naim Shah Razat, choreographer, and Yi Su Ki, dancer. Both are from Ask Dance Company. This company used to be known as the Aswara Dance Company until about 2 years ago. Now it has its own studio, and the company undertakes to offer dance classes to anyone who wants to learn to dance, especially traditional dancers. But coming to the full-length contemporary dance, I Project Between Self and Others, happening this weekend at DPAC. Naim, you are one of the choreographers. How did this idea come about? Maybe from the new name of the company, right? Because you're asking all kinds of questions.
So basically, the idea is come from myself and the dancers itself. Because now we are changing to a new government, right? So we always asking and questioning about ourselves. Should we follow or unfollow the rules or the law? We keep questioning ourselves. Should we or should we not? Me and Fauzi discussed together, okay, why don't we do piece about the current situation now? And then we don't want to be like too obvious, you know?
But I think the title suggests that we are going to talk about this issue. Through dance, we will explore this issue about the self and others. Quite obvious.
Yeah.
But a different perspective on looking at the thing, I would think that the focus is also on choices. Yes, rules are always there, right? And if you don't follow the rules, there will be consequences. But it is also another form of choice to face the consequences. And so the I Project, it is also a questioning of identity. A lot of our identity is based on our choices. Either within ourselves or even with our relationships or the way we interact with others, authorities or other forms of body, we start to question, are you making these choices? I mean, are these choices actually coming from you? Or sometimes you are consciously, like he said, following the rules. Or maybe you think that you are making these choices, but when in fact you have been, well, for want of a better word, brainwashed, or you have been actually manipulated. I think the importance here is in highlighting this and getting people to reflect on that. It's not about arriving at the answer, but just encouraging people to start thinking. And especially in this new socio-political scene that we are in Malaysia, I think it is more important than ever because we have realized that our choices can make a change. And with these choices, there is a lot of responsibility. You know, we have to make a more conscious effort in reflecting on our choices and to be, yeah, basically to be more aware of what we're thinking.
Okay, this is not a current affairs or current events show. It's about performances. How do you get from questions to seeing a dance performed on the floor?
We're using some text during our performance.
What text did you use?
Stop being a selfish.
We should stop thinking about ourselves, but think about what's good for others. How having that as an answer translate into dance?
Definitely, I think the text is quite strong and it is an important part of it. But also for that part with the text, there is a lot of semiotics in terms of the placement of the dancers, you know, in following the movement. So it's a lot in semiotics.
You need to help me see what's going on. If I were to give you a line of any text, how do you translate that line of text into movement? They are from two different media. One is the spoken word, the other is movement. How do you interpret two roads diverge in the woods?
Let's say one dances there, and then the other dances is like doing exactly opposite what is this line. So for example, I'm talking about how beautiful Suki it is. So Suki is so beautiful today, and I feel like so inspired by Suki hair, like green hair. And then Suki doing something like opposite what I'm doing. So maybe like Suki is like doing something
grotesque.
You know, we don't want to make it more literal.
That I understand completely. Movements, they suggest something. How do you get your actions to fit the words?
As a dancer in the production, which I'm not sure if it reflects entirely with the choreographer's intention, because the title is also called Between Self and Others. And I think actually a lot of this is conveyed with the interaction between the dancers. So for example, if someone walks and everyone follows and one person just intentionally stays there and doesn't go, and I think, and this is just a very simple, straightforward answer, but you get what I mean. So it is this interaction, or even when you're dancing with someone, you know, and are you looking at them, are you not looking at them, how is your contact, what is the initiation of your contact. So I think all of these details provides clues to the relationship and or the interaction between different individuals.
If I am watching the dance now, what will I see? There are two choreographers,
yeah,
right? Do we see your dance, then we see Fauzi's dance, or together we see one big dance and we cannot tell whether it's yours or Fauzi's?
We are not doing something, okay, Fauzi, this is your moment to choreograph, do it your style. And then second section is my style. So I don't want to make it more to a different style, because that one, it become more like separate entities. I feeling we want to be like more rounded.
Does that mean that there is a story to hold it all together?
There is a theme, definitely. And because there are actually four main sections in the whole, the full length. So four of the sections sort of explores this question differently, but I wouldn't say separately. It's not like, you know, four alternate possibilities kind of thing, but it's this continuous journey of questioning. But at the same time, it is not a narrative. It is not, you know, something happened and then this happened and then, you know, this character is this character. So it doesn't happen that way, but there is, I think, a very clear concept, a theme.
Naim, as a choreographer, what is your style?
My style. Basically, my style, European style. I don't know. A lot of repetition.
A lot of repetition.
Yeah. The more you keep repeating the same thing, the more you know your body. The more the movement becomes something different from start. Let's say I'm rolling my eyes. And when I keep rolling my eyes, longer, and it becomes more like you actually my eyes can do like bigger role, I don't know.
Yeah, I think definitely. And because also I was dancing for Naim during my final year project. So I think, yes, the repetition thing, and I totally understand what he's saying, that by repeating something, you find new things in it for yourself sometimes. And then the quality is different.
When you find something new, it's not something new that's internal or the way you think, but your whole body changes through the repetition, that what you started with gets altered.
it actually happens both ways, in physically and also mentally. You know, when you repeat something for like the 100th time and then you start to realize, for example, you start to realize, oh, you know, this is the flow that is in my body. Or you start to realize other possibilities, choices again, other possibilities and, you know, the other choices that you can have. And of course, mentally, you have a very different understanding, a more in-depth understanding of the movement.
What you started off with may be something simple and it may not be so integrated into your body, but through the repetition, it gets into your body, it settles and then...
Perhaps transforms, yes. And I think that is why, for me especially, sometimes when you look at performers and they are doing something that is not, it's not extraordinary, they are not doing like, you know, flips in the air or whatever, and they are doing something more intricate and something very, very embodied, sometimes we say, or something very internal, and you can see that movement is really deep in them, and it's very different from just someone copying and doing the movement.
As a member of the audience, can we see how that impulse changes from, let you say, first is the elbow, but then as you, the dancer who is performing it, it shifts to something more specific? Do you think your audience can see it? Or does your audience just feel it?
I think it depends on the audience. And, you know, of course, it depends also of the knowledge and the observation of the audience to these kind of things.
And the choreography itself, you know, it's different. You cannot say that people can get the answers, you know. Different style, different gaze is different, you know.
So you may teach the same movement, but with 10 different dancers, 10 of them will do it differently. And because they are all different, they give a different answer to whatever question that's being asked.
Yes, definitely. And as a dancer, I would say that sometimes that is a challenge. And so there is always, you know, this tricky balance between, everybody definitely has a different style, but sometimes when you're dancing in a group, so you still want that unity. You don't want to look like 10 people doing a solo on stage. You know, that is very different. 10 people doing a solo together and 10 people dancing together, that is very different. I think it's very interesting sometimes even in our rehearsal process in finding that unity. So we are not machines, we are not robots, we won't all dance exactly the same. But in finding that harmony in our movements together, yeah.
Your style is repetition, or that you begin with repetition. What's Fauzi's?
Fauzi? I think Fauzi more like a very fast mover, like very staccato and very small, detailed and intricate movement. It's very weird, you know, very weird.
awkward movements. Awkward. He likes awkward movements, I think. Unexpected sort of transitions from one movement to the next.
I think you can see like two different styles because Fauzi is very small and detailed. Mine very repetition, but at the same time, very fluid, you know? So it's totally two different styles. This is hard for me because how we want to combine and merge it into like same style, but in a two different choreographers. You know, it's very hard.
Collaborative work is like that. I know that. Yeah, it's never easy. You know, sometimes you just cannot agree with the other person, right? And you want to kill that movement.
Yeah, and then someone, because our dancers is very good dancers, you know. So sometimes they are doing beyond what we want. So it's like, keep that movement first. Because, you know, when we transfer our movement and our style to our dancers, some get that style, that movement, but some dancers, they are a bit, you know, awkward because this is their first time they are doing that movement. So our challenge is how to make them get that movement but not too awkward, you know? Sometimes when awkward is nice, but when it's too awkward, then it's too awkward, you know?
Awkward is only nice when it's intentional, maybe.
How many dancers? 10 dancers?
10, me and Fauzi also, we are performing also.
So 12.
Oh, no, 10.
Yeah, 10. 10.
10 dancers.
How many male dancers, how many female dancers?
4 male dancers and 6 female dancers.
And the dance will be in 4 parts?
I would say there are 4 large sections, but it is, so you shouldn't think of it as like 4 different dancers. It is definitely one full length, it's just sections of, different, like I said before, different parts are sort of exploring different things.
Isuki and Namsha Rasa, two from Ask Dance Company, who are involved in this weekend's full-length contemporary dance. Tickets are priced at 55 for adults, with student concessions at 35. However, on Gala Night, which is on Saturday at 8:30 p.m, tickets are priced at 105 ringgit. The I Project Between Self and Others opens this Friday and runs through Sunday. There are 3 p.m. matinees on Saturday and Sunday. Performances are otherwise in the evenings at 8:30. All are held at DPAC. This is Front Row, The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.